Premier Snowman. Before the universe was born out of the mind of man, before mankind himself was formed by his own unconscious hands, far stretching through the wilderness, the snow lay on the ground, so dense within the forest depths, no food could there be found. The birds and deer grew small and thin for hunger in those woods. The wolves and owls were languishing for prey to feed upon. So faint were all the animals, so weakened and so chilled, that they were inconsolable and slept to ease their ills. Then night came on, and with it wind that shivered all the trees, and scattered falling branches in the drifts that lay beneath. It was as though the wind itself had feet and hands and arms, the way it pushed the snow about and shaped it to a form no animal before had known or dreamt of in its sleep. What we would call a snowman rose upon the hoary deep and sparkled in the morning sun before the startled eyes of elk and timid chipmunks that fled from it to hide. But as the day waxed brighter, the snowman did appear as shelter from the wintry blast, and beast and fowl drew near, and by it were protected from storm and bitter cold. And on the sheet before it a feast they did behold, of seed and nuts and tubers, green grass that they might find the teeming marshes over when summer was so kind. All through the dreary winter they fed this shrine before, till spring dissolved the giver and offered its own store. The legend you have heard now of how it all began, before the world was dreamed anew to stroke the pride of man. When next you sculpt a blizzard, remember this, and mind to let the breath of winter your freezing fingers guide.